conflicts between wildlife and humans are increasing. That's according to the Pennsylvania Game Commission, which manages the state's 480 species of wild birds, mammals, and their habitats. And it's not just in rural areas. More and more, wildlife is showing up in urban and suburban spaces. Doug Bergman is one of the state's wildlife conservation officers. His district covers most of Allegheny County. Producer Andy Cubis spent a morning in the passenger seat of Officer Bergman's truck as part of the Game Commission's ride-along program.
Early. It is early.
I just get in the front?
The sun hadn't yet come up when I met up with Officer Doug Bergman in a parking lot on Route 30.
You don't want to put in the front. I mean, just throw it on top. It'll slide around until it settles in.
Part policeman and part wildlife biologist, Officer Bergman's mobile office is stocked with everything from the Peterson's Field Guide to Bergs to handcuffs. In the middle console is a high-tech setup that includes a full computer monitor.
Plugging air to 418.
Let me explain how this works. Okay, this is our computer aid dispatch. What you're looking at here is my call list. If I click this button, it's going to give you the state call list.
So what's a typical day like for you?
There are no typical days. Today is actually the first day of trout, and eventually I'll start checking trout fishermen here to help the Fish Commission out, but we don't do fish. I like to tell everybody we're warm and fuzzy, they're cold and slimy.
Warm and fuzzy turns out to include turkeys, not an animal I usually think of as especially warm or fuzzy. But this time of year is turkey mating season, so the turkeys are out and about, and Officer Bergman gets a ton of calls about them.
This time of year, the males posture, they strut, they gobble a lot, and they fight. And they're trying to establish dominance so that they're the one that does the breeding.
How do you show your dominance to a turkey?
Take a broom and chase it off your sidewalk.
Arriving at destination on left.
Look out your window. Now, what are they doing? They're eating bird seed along with the squirrel out of the bird feeder.
Oh, they're so happy.
Oh, yeah. Those are two turkeys that have adapted to their surroundings.
Is that you?
Yeah, it was me.
Officer Bergman says wildlife is adapting to urban and suburban areas just fine. It's the humans that generally have the problems.
The Allegheny County District is driven by people complaining about wildlife. I get a lot of small animal complaints. I get a lot of coyote complaints, stuff like that. People don't realize just because it's developed, we have coyotes all through this district. Typically, that's an animal that people might be a little alarmed to see, but we have them here. You got to learn to basically live with that and protect yourself in a manner that allows the coyote to be there.
Good ear to 230, staff to new incident, bear nuisance, Lower Turkey Foot Township.
Besides nuisance calls, Officer Bergman also gets a lot of tips. Calls from people snitching on neighbors who are trying to keep wildlife as pets. He's confiscated raccoons, skunks, hedgehogs, and a lot of sugar gliders.
Sugar gliders are a squirrel-like animal from South America. They're not from here. So if you allow these people to buy the animals, bring them here and release them and get tired of them and turn them loose or whatever, and they should start populating, you know, now you have an animal that's not native, destroying habitat that our native wildlife needs.
Wildlife conservation officers used to be called game wardens, and most of their duties revolved around regulating hunters and going after poachers. That's still a big part of the job, and a dangerous one. In fact, an officer was killed by a poacher in Adams County in 2010. But today, as human development encroaches on wildlife habitats, protecting animals is becoming paramount. Officer Bergman says that he feels like an even mix of enforcer and conservationist, and he's a man who loves his job.
Hands down, greatest job in the world. It's different every day. You get to deal with wildlife and educate people about wildlife. People have to realize that the animals were here first, and through development and whatnot, we've taken away some of their habitats, so they've adapted to us. Pittsburgh is unique in the aspect that within 20 minutes from town, you can be in wild areas. So you get these animals that come up against the city and they learn to adapt to that. It's no wonder that we have an overabundance of just about every animal.
On the Sunday morning I spent with Officer Bergman, not one citizen complaint call came in. Maybe that means, for one weekend at least, the humans and wildlife were getting along just fine.
Ligonier 213.
Go ahead, 213.
back in the vehicle.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.